He had some minimal training. He apparently took some drawing lessons even here in New Bedford. At least he's recorded as having taken a handful of lessons to help him learn to draw animals better in the car barns. Then he went to New York and he studied a couple of years at the National Academy of Design, particularly with an artist named William Marshall. So he was trained, he knew how to draw, he knew how to paint. He was not a naive, he was not self-taught. He just chose to be experimental. He did not accept that he was going to paint in the traditional way. From the earliest times, he said, he wanted to find a way to make his paint less painty looking, that everything had already been done on art. All that was left to the modern man was to try to work in a different way with the medium. He wanted his colors to glow. He wanted light to be reflected back from the canvas through the colors and the glazes. So from early on, he knew the right way to paint in a safe and secure manner, but he chose to do something different that was experimental.